Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Marks, and I'm on the grid, SiriusXM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. A lot of stuff to break down. Countdown to tip-off is on across the board. Critical matchups tonight in Boston. Critical matchups tonight in Toronto. And we have the Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks on tap. We've got early Major League Baseball. They've already been playing baseball, but we've got games going off the board right now. So without further ado, let's start off with a couple of baseball picks to start the program. We gave you a winner last night with the Baltimore Orioles staying under the number. Baltimore have now played 11 games this year. Not one of them has gone over the number. In fact, 10 of them have stayed under with one push. And we've got Baltimore and Oakland. The total is 8. I will take the under 8 in this game. And I will also take the Oakland Athletics, although I'm going bigger on the under 8. And we'll get to the Yankees and the Tigers a little bit later on. That's at 6:40. And somehow, Cam, that game stayed under. We gave everybody the under 8. Yesterday in that baseball game, they had 5 runs after 2 innings, and they only ended up with 6 after 9 innings. So they continue to play to the under, but early baseball, Baltimore, Oakland, under. Like I said, if this game goes over, it'll be the first damn Oriole game that's gone over all year long. Who are you taking in this game, Cam?
Yeah, Gabe, some of the dogs that we took last night actually worked out well, some bad teams. And I'm going back to the well. I got no problem with your total. I'm actually betting Baltimore in this game. This line smells like rotten fish. I'm gonna take a shot with the Orioles. They got it done. I think they're going to win this game again. I wouldn't be surprised if it stays under the number. Give me the dog in Baltimore. I think Oakland will be a heavy play. We'll see how it goes today.
All right, so Paul Bovey's going to join us in a couple of moments. We'll get into the NBA. Brooklyn and Boston, they're first up at 7 o'clock Eastern, and this game's going to be off the hook. Obviously, we know about all the intensity that is going on there. Current number right now, Celtics laying 3, total 226.5. The Philadelphia 76ers are now 2-point favorites over the Toronto Raptors, total 217 in this game. You know, that opened at 214.5, and it's been, it keeps going up right now. The Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks. Total 224.5. The Milwaukee Bucks lay 10. We gave people a parlay last night. Milwaukee Brewers and the Milwaukee Bucks on the money line, minus 146. The Brewers have already won that baseball game as they continue to dominate the Pittsburgh Pirates, especially when they play. They're now 20-5 in the last 25 games. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. Pittsburgh at Milwaukee. Milwaukee own these guys. 20-5 now in the last 25 games. So, but referees, and I was tweeting about this earlier, and the NBA doesn't really hide it in a sense. It's very Monday Night Raw-ish. It's very pro wrestling that some referees are buddies with some wrestlers in the character, and some of them don't like others in the character. And, yeah. You know, look, the other night, the Raptors and the Sixers, they had a referee that was from Philadelphia refereeing the game in Philadelphia. Which is just, like, ridiculously stupid. The guy's a Philly sport fan, and if whatever, fine. He's obviously going to be a sport fan if he's an NBA referee, and he's from Philadelphia, but don't have him doing a Philadelphia playoff game in Philadelphia. And then when it's 30 free throws to 12, it looks bad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It looks bad. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it with the Ranger Redhead. That Cam Stewart. Dave Sharapan will join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we will be next week for the NFL draft. Paul Bovey's going to step up, and then we're going to break down the NBA board tonight. And to me, the refereeing and officiating is always key in the NBA, but it really is amazing how there's a method to their madness. And I think it's overplayed as, oh, they want this team to win, they want that team to win. They are concerned with television ratings. And Toronto are a unique situation because they lose a massive chunk of advertising rates because one of the teams is in Canada. So the league isn't overly joyed when the Raptors go far. But at the same point in time, they're not telling the refs, hey, screw them over. We don't want them. No, you don't have to tell them. You just get a guy that's from Philadelphia that's a Sixer fan. Right? Like, you don't have to tell him. You just do it. You know, no, it's true. You just do it.
I love it.
No, but yes. they know, Cam. So, like, where I'm going with this is they know, yeah, this ref doesn't like this guy for various reasons. They have bad blood. So, hey, let's put this guy in here. Look, like Scott Foster and Chris Paul. Right?
Paul. I mean,
now he's 0-14, even though it wasn't Scott Foster's fault they lost last night. But the league tonight, and the Raptors have been screwed extremely hard in the first two games. I brought it up last night on Sports Rage. I said there's one referee that does not screw the Raptors. His name is Mark Davis. And I said the Raptors are like 10-0 with this guy. And in fact, he did four of the playoff games. He was the referee when they won game six in Oakland. He's the referee that does not screw the Raptors. He is reffing the game tonight in Toronto.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
That's not fantastic. By chance, right? That they're like, all right, we're going back to Toronto. Let's not get a ref that hates Nick Nurse. Let's get a guy that gets along with Nurse. And the Raptors win tonight. You know Adam Silver in the league would prefer Philadelphia to win the series.
But Mark,
he'd prefer if they win the series in seven.
Yes. Extend Morenci. Longer. More money. It's
TV.
All about money.
Hey,
yes, TV
fast.
Benjamin.
Fast, but rating. Not too fast.
Stretch it out.
Six, but no. Like, Raptors will get the calls tonight. They're not getting screwed.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gable Morenci, SiriusXM channel 159. Countdown to tip-off is on. Big night tonight in the association. The biggest game is the Raptor-Sixer game. And I don't say this because I'm a Raptor fan, but I say this because it's game three, and it's the first game on a team's court being down 0-2. It's It's a big game for the Bulls tonight, but they're still going back home. It's a big game for the Nets. They're only down 0-1 right now because Brooklyn and Boston got like 10 days off in between games. I like how we're in the game three and they're in the game like game two tonight.
Yeah,
just it's funny how that works, huh? So I was talking about the refereeing, and you know, listen, the guest that's going to join us right now, Paul Bovey, was actually used to do a show with Tim Donnie. I know Paul knows the inner workings of the NBA officiating circles. And Eric Lewis tonight, for the record, guys. So Eric Lewis is the head referee for the Boston Celtics game tonight against Brooklyn. Eric Lewis, the Boston Celtics are 13-0. They're 13-0 with Eric Lewis, including four playoff wins. The last 13 games that he's ref, they've won. I don't know. Is that by chance? Are they that good? Or does he let them do things? Like, and I'm not saying he's like it's corrupt, but there's different ways. And, Paul, you know this. I've spoken to hockey referees about this, and I've had Tim on the show. So, as well, Paul Bovey joins us. Always a pleasure, Paul. VegasInsider.com coverage experts. How you doing, Paul?
Doing great, Gabe. Pleasure to be here. So, Cam, I see you got a haircut, by the way. Hey, nice haircut, Cam. Nice haircut.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Yeah, nice and low.
And we're all business today, Paul. No small talk. playoffs.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
We're keeping the jokes to a minimum. But, no, Cam looks great. All right, he looks great. All right,
thank you.
So, listen, I know that you know Tim Donaghy well, actually. And I've spoken to him about officiating. I've spoken to NHL guys. And my grandfather was a linesman in the NHL. So, like, basically, so it's not like the commissioner calls and says, hey, listen, you got to screw Sacramento. Hey, we can't have the Kings in the finals. Hey, you got to make sure the Lakers win. They'll tell the referee before whatever that team is doing that they don't like it. So they'll be like, hey, you know, we're noticing the Raptors are sort of physical in the paint a little bit. They get their elbows up. So, I mean, why don't you call that? They don't say, hey, we don't want that team to win. They'll pick what that team is doing. You know, sort of in football. Yeah, they're tugging a jersey along. You know, they're calling for holding. They're getting away with holding. Keep your eye on that. And then the referee knows, I was just told. I know what they want now. And I spoke to a head referee, a head of officiating the NFL, point blank. And I asked him on the show, I said, so what happens if you don't? I sort of said integrity. Like I said, what happens if you look in the booth in the video and you're like, that's out of bounds. And they tell you, no, it's inbounds. Can you override them? He goes, yeah, you can override them, but you'll never do a playoff game or you'll never. Point blank, he said. He was the guy that was in charge of this. He goes, well, if you're not a company man, you're not a company man. If your boss is telling you it's out of bounds, it's out of bounds, Cam. Right? Yep. And then you hear head office, right? Not league off. No. Referee comes in. Dean Blandino, head office, says it's out of bounds. What are you going to say? No, screw you, Blandino. It's not out of bounds. You're fired. You're not reffing anymore. Paul, you know what I'm talking about.
Gabe, I know exactly what you're talking about. And 13 games is not a small sample size. Now, the story that Tim once fed me was that they came down on Chris Webber, or they wanted the refs to come down on Chris Webber for making a move he had been making the entire year, and they wanted him to start calling traveling on Chris Webber in that L.A. series when it came down to crunch time. So same thing could be I'm sure there were examples where this happened with pitchers and balks as well. Pitcher has a conventional move to the plate, and all of a sudden, it's called a balk. So, yeah, I think what you're saying is exactly on point, and this is the way the league handles it. And when they are desirous of one team prevailing, and in this case, as you state, it's going to be good for the league to have this series extended, and I think it will be extended. I think Toronto will win the game tonight.
Paul Bovey with us. All right, so Paul, let's start off with Brooklyn, and let's go in order. Let's start off with Brooklyn and Boston. So something, and Cam hit this the other night, and it's now 6-0 in the last six games. So basically the underdog in the first quarter, Paul. The desperate team in the first quarter, except the desperate team, except Minnesota actually won game one, but they covered the point spread. The minus 200 on the money line won first quarter, but they actually covered the spread because they scored a damn basket with like 0 seconds left at the end of the quarter.
Right.
Man, these numbers are sharp. But they six are. Straight first quarters. So just sort of coming into this, that means Brooklyn first quarter tonight. They come out hot. Everyone's ragging Kyrie. KD only scored 23. It's hostile. You know Brooklyn are fired up to come out tonight hot. The Raptors are at home. And you know there, if they don't come out hot, it's series over. Point blank, then the series is over. Raptors need to come out hot tonight and energetic and play strong from the start. And then you get the Chicago Bulls, where, hey, you're getting 3.5 points in the first quarter. And I think Milwaukee win the game, but I think Chicago can hang around. But specifically the first two, Paul, how do you feel about this trend? It's been six straight games that the first quarter underdog has won or covered the spread, I should say, not won outright.
I just can't play it. I'm not saying it's not going to work. It may, but I just have shied away from these things. Now, I do like Toronto in the first half.
Who do you like the first of 10 points?
who wins the tip? Who wins
Paul's
the
like, tip? Yeah. Paul's like, man, I'm a little old-fashioned for first quarters. I'm not, I'm not doing this.
No,
I'm punching your ball.
Race to 10.
What about first to 10?
Listen, guys, I will play the first quarter. But again, I'm going to cite a point I made last week. You can't cherry pick games here, and it's not a game where a team is going to take a night off or come out lethargic. These teams come out, and they hit the court, and they're there to play basketball. I don't care if it's 1-0, 0-1. I don't think the Celtics are going to come out soft here, so it's not a trend I'm going to rely on in playoff time. How I would play this game, I can't take the points here, and I can't give the points. But I think in live wagering, at some point early on, you'll probably be able to get a six-point number with one of these teams, more than likely the Nets, and you should grab it because there's value in that number, but there's no value on the 3.5 to me either way. Where I did
land on this now.
I played Al Horford over on rebounds because ever since Robert Williams went out, he's had 15, 15, 6, 10, 8, and 10, but he was playing limited minutes in those games. And this first game, he logged 41, obviously, because it's more pressing for the Celtics to win here. So I think you're going to see Horford get those minutes, and with those minutes will come those rebounds. So I went over 10.5.
I like the pick. I like the over 10.5. Kevin Durant, player points tonight is 31.5. He scored 23 in game one. He scored 23. And, you know, like you said, Paul, I totally buy into that as well. I don't buy into – no team is more motivated than anybody else, really, right? They're all pros. They're in the playoffs. They all want to win every game that they play in. But at the same point in time, there's different levels of sense of urgency. Right, there's just different levels. You know, if you're a team and you got blown out early in a game, you're going to want to come out hot in the next game. You know what I mean? Not, oh, listen, we can't spot the team 20 points. We can't spot the team 10 points again. And I think, you know, the early intensity, but it doesn't mean that's the whole thing. A team could come out hot, and that's the thing, Cam.
Yeah.
If you look at this little six.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
So I'm gonna run here with this. Only like one of the teams has won the game, I think, actually. Like everyone falls apart after. It's like a fight, man. It's like a UFC fighter. It's like, yeah,
you land them early.
Fight, but this first round, I'm looking good. I'm looking good. And it's like, round three, I'm getting taken down. I'm done. Right? It's like, but you came out looking good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. I got to get Tim Peel on, the referee, NHL ref. He follows me on Twitter, actually. He retweets me and stuff. I've got a good relationship with him online. He was a longtime NHL referee, and he had to, he upset people. He got caught on mic. It was in a playoff game, too. He got caught in a playoff game, and he was on mic, and he basically called a penalty, like, for nothing. Like, it was like no one saw it. Like, there was nothing to see, right? And one of his, the other refs said to him, Who'd you call a penalty? What's the penalty for? And he goes, I've been wanting to call a penalty for like 5 minutes on these mother. And he called them. He goes, and then the team captain like rolled up and said, hey, and in hockey, you can really like yell at the ref, right? Hey, what the F are you doing? What's that penalty for? And he goes, because I effing feel like it. He said, shut up. I effing feel like it. And it got picked up. And it was like, oh, boy, like, yeah, bro, like, you lost your temper.
Party's over, yeah.
You know, it was one of these deals, though. It's like they were getting away with stuff. They were chirping him, and he was like, it was just steaming. It was burning up. And you know it's human nature. You know it's human nature. If someone's calling you names, Cam, and you're rapping and stuff, and you're just thinking, you slip up in the slightest, bro, I'm calling a penalty on you. Like, that's if I was thing, a ref, man. I'd be all over Austin Matthews. I'd be like, hey, Freddie Mercury.
That's what, I saw that elbow. What, it's funny you say that. Quickly, we'll get into basketball, but why do you think the Leafs, a lot of the time, they don't get those calls? Because they got a bunch of whiners and chirpers on their team. A while in the playoffs, it doesn't fly. Teams that shut up and you take the stick to the, you know, the gonads or other areas, you just got to suck it up, and the ref will give you respect for that, and you'll get calls later on. It's partly to do. They don't get those
it's
big
true.
Calls.
Well, the less you chirp, the more you'll get away with, too, actually. Like, there's sort of
There's a fine line. Fine line.
Well, it's good. It's very smart to have a good relationship with the officials. That's the moral of the story. But sometimes the market that you're in dictates the relationship, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, Kevin Durant drops 23 in game one. It's high. And in fact, it just came down to 30 and a half. It was 31 and a half. I look again, 30 and a half. I'm in. They're not going to give me a 29 and a half. And I tell you what, Kyrie at 27 and a half feels light as well. He went off for 39. You know, people in Boston are going to try to terrorize him again tonight with their crap, but it doesn't work with him. It just fires him up, Paul. I'm playing the degenerate weasel is in the house, Paul. I'm pulling the trigger.
Yes.
Yeah. Paulie, patience over here. All right, so Coach Young's going to join us after Paul will. We'll get into more player props. Coach loves the player props, but I'm not going to get in front of Durant or Irving tonight. And I like Brooklyn in the first quarter to come out hot. Toronto Raptors without Scotty Barnes once again this evening because the basketball gods hate us. But nevertheless, it is what it is. The Sixers don't have Thibault on the road here, Paul, as you know. So the Raptors are getting 2 points. Total is 217. What are you expecting tonight in the six?
I'm expecting your Toronto Raptors to get back in the series. Look, I thought they were a good play for the series beforehand. They've suffered through a few injuries. And look, it comes down to three-point shooting. The Sixers have converted on 30 of 62. The Raptors have come up and made 23 of 62. So That accounts for a 21-point differential. But look, Trent has to step up. Did very poorly, 2-for-11.
He was sick.
30-point. Yeah, exactly. He was sick, but he had a 30-point game when the Raptors prevailed during the regular season. So that's a huge difference maker there. He's going to have to step his game up. And, of course, Barnes being out hurts. But I think the Raptors can overcome it. I went with the 54 on the team total in the first half because, if anything, they're going to score and they're going to scratch and claw and take this down to the wire. And they'll muster up points in the game. So I went over the 107 there. But one way or the other, I think Toronto makes a game of this and they win. I think Philly, on the strength of these two games, they're overrated. They came in a light favorite in this series for a reason. They had struggled in the post-Harden era, 14-7, beat a bunch of weak sisters, and I don't think they're that good. Maxi stepped up, but I don't think you can rely on him from game to game to deliver those kinds of performances. Give me Toronto. Give me the points tonight, and the Raptors win.
And you like the team total. So what, over in the first half and over in the game?
Yeah, 54.
Team
easy
total.
Light. I like it.
Maxi's player prop is 18.5 tonight.
Oh.
Like you said, is he going to go off every game in a series? But he has gone over this number in both games so far. Harden is 20.5. Embiid is 32.5. I would go under with Embiid.
The Raptors have
done a pretty good job with Embiid. I would go under, and I can see that tonight it's their night to get frustrated and their night to get fouled and their night to bitch and cry. Or better be.
yes, it better be, or there's problems.
Pascal Siakam, 24.5. Fred VanVleet, 20.5. OG, 17.5. Gary Trent, 13.5, which is light for Gary, actually. But how healthy is
Gary.
He? Yeah, he was really sick, Paul.
He was sick. Like, really, that's a great number.
Yes. It's light. It's like Gabe. He had a 30-point game in the regular season against these guys. I think 13.5 is very light, and you're benefiting by that. That's factored and baked into the number. You got to exploit that. Maybe he's very ill, and he won't get to 13.5. But I have a feeling if he's going to be in the lineup, I have a feeling he will eclipse this, and he's up to the task. So I'm going over the 13.5 there.
TSN's Josh Lewenberg, right, who covers the Raptors, tweets out, Gary Trent Jr. will play tonight. He was at shoot-around in the morning. Nick Nurse said he's looking a bit better, but good enough that actually he's in the starting lineup. They wouldn't roll him out in the starting lineup if he wasn't a lot better. So I'll roll the dice on him at 13.5 as well. It's a lower. Listen, his prop is usually 16.5 to 18.5.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're getting 13.5 out of the two the performances, but I don't know. Like, I think it's the computer. Or I don't know. Like, did the odds makers know, like, he was violently ill? Not COVID, but I don't know. He got food poisoning or some weird sickness, but they said, like, he was bad. Like, yeah, you could tell he looked, like, pale, weak.
He didn't look
like, you know what I mean? Just, yeah, like, daunt. Like, you know what I mean? You could tell he wasn't himself.
I'd rather have a sick guy than an injured, because you're going to get over your sickness. I've had food poisoning. You blow it off in a couple days. You suck it up, you play. But you can't play through a knee injury or an ACL injury. I think he's going to go over the 13.5, and I got a feeling he's a lot better than they're letting on. Assuming he's in the starting lineup, which you say he is, so there you go.
Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks tonight, Paul, getting a 10 spot. Any interest in this game?
Not a lot, Gabe, but look, the games that were close between these two teams is when Milwaukee has faltered from beyond the three-point line. They were 10-38. They shot poorly from the free throw line. I forgot the numbers, but it was like 62-63%, 21 turnovers. And then early in the year, there were a few close games. One of those games, Milwaukee converts only 7-31 from beyond. But in the games that Milwaukee made a reasonable percentage from three, they blew them out by, I think, 27 points and 30 points. These teams are a distance. there's a gap. There's a divide between these teams. I can't play the game. It's probably one to watch. Milwaukee's going to win. They're a much better team. And it's a case where they have to give it away to keep Chicago in the game.
What do you make of Devin Booker's injury right now, potentially missing maybe the series?
Two games.
Saying yeah, at least two, you know, not playing in the next game. And they're saying potentially the next two at least. But, you know, you never know how things go from there. Can the Pelicans shock the world here, Paul, in your opinion? And I'll tell you what, the odds makers, they're giving the Pel some respect. Phoenix Suns, 2-point road favorite goalie, game three.
Yeah, and this would be a terrible thing for the league to have a play-in team that many games under 500 beat the number one seed. So I think they may rethink.
No, I think it's good. It gives a show.
What upset? Hey,
keep the fight for the end. Yeah. They're the St. Peters.
No.
We all need the Peacocks.
Let's get to the question at hand. Can they win without Booker? He scored 27, 30, 33, and 18 in the four games. Can they win without Booker? Of course they can win without Booker. They got other guys to step up. Is it going to be a daunting task to do so? Yeah. Right now, as you say, Gabe, you use this expression all the time. The Pelicans are playing with house money right now. Yep. And they're not afraid to shoot the rock. So anything can happen. Would I want to bet my house on Phoenix now without Booker? No. But they're going to have other guys to step up. Probably will win the series in six games. I'm still going to roll with Phoenix.
The Pelicans last night, though, you're right. They were just fearless. Like, seriously, like, they get the ball, no hesitation. Three ball. Like McCollum was throwing, like, no arc. He was throwing, like, John Elway fastballs. It was almost like, I'm so confident this is going to go in, I'm just going to whip it at the basket. Like, he would just, like, zing these threes. I was like, wow, man. And it was like nothing, like arrows, like bam. And then Ingram from the corner and JV. Like I said, house money. They got nothing to fear, and they're not intimidated by Phoenix. They're not intimidated by Phoenix at all. So this is the thing with the playoffs. Like, you know, the media wants to give every team.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally managed to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Well, that bogus beware of dogs sign, keep your home safe. What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Championship right now. Everyone's unbeatable. The Heat, the Sixers, the Warriors, everybody's unbeatable. We're two games in, people. Thanks, Paul.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it. Rager in at Cam Stewart. Thanks to Paul Povey for joining us on the program. We now bring in Coach James Young to break it down. Countdown to tip-off is on from Boston. Brooklyn and Boston, Toronto and Philadelphia, Chicago, Milwaukee, full slate of NBA basketball, and a couple of really exciting early games. Hit the music.
Coach James Young. Let's go. Game time.
the playoffs, Coach. You can feel it. You can feel it in the air, the intensity, the electricity. And in Boston's case, the hatred. And it's all coming together tonight. But that's what the playoffs are about. I was tweeting about this earlier. We're in such a soft society now. Like, can you imagine? And imagine just going back, and not even like old. Let's just say like the Pistons and the Bulls and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? Like, do you think the media would talk for 2-3 days about Bill Laimbeer giving a fan the finger?
Exactly.
Like, it would be like. Like, those guys used to, like, throw basketballs at each other's heads, and it wasn't – you didn't even get kicked out of the game. You remember, like, Larry Bird? Screw you, Laimbeer, like a ping pong ball. He just throws the basketball at his head.
Right off the mouth.
Hakeem Olajuwon punching people in the face in the paint. What? Just bam, right? And it's like, okay, calm down, everybody. It's just everything is such a big deal now. And that's why I love Kyrie's response the other day when they said, is this who you are? Is who you want to be? Flipping fans off. And he said, I've been doing it all year. It's just the first time you noticed. He said, he goes, how do you know it's the first time I did that? He goes, I've been doing that all a lot. He goes, it's the first time you ever seen it. So he goes, I have a different reaction for every city. So listen, his player prop is 27.5 tonight, Coach. I'm going over, bro. It's too low. It's too low for Kyrie.
Very, very low. For Sixers, good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day. Listen, for instance, Kyrie Irving got fined, like, whatever he got fined. That's like less than 1% of his salary. Yeah, that's like me dropping $5 on the ground. That is nothing to Kyrie.
Not even.
And you want to talk about, you know, and you know, Shaq and Charles Barkley getting after him. Charles Barkley, you're the same dude that spit at a girl in New Jersey and threw someone through a window in Milwaukee. So let's pump your brakes, big homie, like you didn't do anything crazy. The guy just, you know, his finger got stuck. And it happened to be the middle one. Man, big deal.
That's a great point. Barkley's called out. Barkley literally spit on a fan walking off the court.
Yes. Yes. Good point.
Even that. And it was a woman, as you stated. But hey, even that, hey, it is what it is. But, yeah, this Kyrie stuff, and I love it too. And, Coach, I said this earlier, I want to get to the games, not a sport take show. But I loved so many, quite frankly, just so many white guys, Coach, saying how Kyrie should react to comments that are said. Well, you know, like they're going back. I was reading quotes about Bob Cousy and all this and talking about even Bill Russell, because Bill Russell used to tell the fans very, you know, to F off, and like he would call them out. And that's the thing, like somehow Kyrie is supposed to take it. Like, I don't know. It was the same thing in New York with Met fans. Met fans abuse the Met players all the time. A couple of guys give it back, and suddenly, how dare they? I pay money. You can't do that. So what do you mean you can't do that? You want to tell a guy, go, you know, my deal is never say something to these dudes that you wouldn't say to their face if you were standing face-to-face in a bar or on the street.
That's a great point.
No, it's true. It's true.
People would say anything.
Like, if I'm out, you know what I mean? Like, I don't say anything. I don't say things. Like, I don't pretend to be a tough guy on the other side. I've yelled at sporting events. I've yelled at rep, but I don't, like, Ken's been to me. I don't, like, call out players. Hey, I'll get you, and then, you know what I mean? And then hide after and all that stuff.
You don't yell at people when you're sauce, but you don't come at players. You just come at usually other idiot fans.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, that's okay. I said I leave. I didn't say I left the fans alone. I said I left the players alone.
Correct.
I respect the players. I don't respect the people.
Yes.
You know what? Listen, Kyrie should have a good game tonight. To me, the one person that I'm looking to have a bigger bounce back game, it's going to be Kevin Durant. I thought he struggled. He looked very pedestrian. He got the ball in a rough spot. I think they do more to get them the ball, get involved in the offense. So if there's a guy I'm looking at, it's KD to come near over his points prop. And I think Kyrie is going to be with the assist, because I think Boston's going to load up on him and Kevin Durant is going to go up. Look at Kevin go over 30.5 points, and look for my sleeper is defensively. Look at Andre Drummond over his rebound prop. You should do it if he stays out of foul trouble. And look for a double-double out of Al Horford. I don't know what he drank since he left Philadelphia, but he's got the fountain of youth. He's playing like the old Al Horford. He's been really good on the boards. Yes, they missed Robert Williams, but he's played very well. Look for Al Horford to get a double-double tonight for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, Paul Bovey was talking about, we agree, we like it. Horford over the 10.5 rebounds. It's not like Brooklyn are a very good rebounding team. But, Coach, and I totally agree. I think that KD is going to take it personal that he only scored 23 and they lost. They lost at the buzzer. You know he's going to blame himself internally. And, in fact, Kyrie's sort of taken a lot of the media spotlight off of that, right? If it wasn't for the Kyrie stuff, the Skip Baylesses and all the other losers in the world would be ripping KD. Ah, he's a choker. You see, he's Steph Curry. Like, except it was easier just to go after Kyrie. I like what Shannon Sharp said, though. He said, I would have went in the stands and started punching people in the face. So,
Easy, Ron Artest. Easy. We don't need that right now.
But Vernon Maxwell, my boy Vernon Maxwell. Remember that? He ran up to like the 20th row and started punching people.
We actually do need
Was it
this
a big
now.
Deal?
I'm with Ferenc.
Was it a big Society deal? Sucks. What about hockey, Cam? Mike Milbury beating a fan up with a shoe.
No with a shoe. That's how you do it. I'm just going to grab my loafer and pump you over the top of the head. Bam. You like my loafer?
And the Rangers fans still hate him for it. That was 40 years ago?
What was the Milbury? Guys goes into the stands at MSG and just starts knocking fans out with shoes. Like,
bang, 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 bang. I love it.
He's like, you want a loafer beat it? Yeah, off comes the loafer. Guy's beating somebody out of his shoe. Bam, bam.
That's great. I beat the crap out of that guy with my loafer. Amazing.
Ah, man, like the old days. Like, man, now, I love now, like, if, now if Schoenfeld did it to Koharski, like, you guys know the thing, Coach? It was a playoff game. He said, have another donut, you fat piece of crap. Have another donut. And they were in the hallway after, and the coach, like, wanted to fight the ref. He went after him. He's like, you fat out of shit pizza. And he goes, go eat another donut, you mother. Nowadays, like, the guy gets suspended for, like, 20 games for that.
For sure.
Body shaming.
Oh my God. Right. He's got a weight problem his whole life. Leave him alone.
Yeah. He grew up. He's got a gland problem, and it's not his fault. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you're a bad person. You're just mean. You've got to go. You can't make fun of someone's body like that.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
People flip out.
They do.
Oh, like the old days, too. Like the Earl Weaver. It's the best thing ever. That's the best thing ever. When Earl Wee goes, he gets into it, the umpire. He goes, I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. And he umpired up missing a beat for what? Effing up the World Series two times.
That's so good.
Nowadays, like, there would be complaints. Oh, the umpire said I cost the world. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can't say that to me. Like, in the old days, it's just to be like, hey. Whatever, dude. Say what you want to me. I'm going to say what you back to you, and let's keep playing after. That's the way I look at things. That's my motto in life. You're free to do what you want, and somebody else is free to react to what you do the way they want. That's freedom.
Yeah.
Not all this boycott and ban, and I don't like this fire. Stop. I'm not drinking Coke anymore. So... Give me a coach.
I don't know where that came from, but yes.
It's a cancel culture and boycott.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep for you guys here, but yeah, so.
Sorry, Socrates.
Yeah. I remember, keep it like.
Bring it back.
Hold on. Bring it back. I forgot you're a mod man. I'm talking to a Fanshawe Monmouth guy over here.
Hey, come on. What's up? Leave Monmouth alone.
you guys are better than Auburn and Drew.
Oh, yeah. That guy went to Auburn. He doesn't even know that. Oh, the Blue Jays are playing on the road? What? They got big advantage in Buffalo. Okay.
But, you know, we shouldn't say anything. You notice he didn't come on last week. Remember we said, oh, he's not coming on again.
Yeah,
and he didn't
we got to be nicer to these people or else they're just going to cancel us as guests. We got to be smooth.
I don't know. Me and Ken are as nice to guests as any host in the business. I don't know what more we could do.
We love our guests. They say crazy stuff.
You should tune in to Sports Rage. It's like 50% of the guests I just get into fights with now at the end. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Cut his mic by the end. I'm like, yes. I'm
like, boy. Pretty, I hope you don't talk about the Pepsi's game a little bit.
Yeah, we're saving that game for last because whatever. Yeah. We'll get to the Bulls game after. Yeah.
Safer that way.
Yeah. Oh, Sharapan better not roll in with a Sixer hat or something today.
Honestly, you know what he's going to do?
Yeah, I'm telling him we're not putting him on. We're not putting him on. I'm going to tell him don't put him on.
I got to be honest with you. We need Sharapan because like, when he's late and he's got a windstorm, I notice he's been buttering you up like a nice Thanksgiving turkey and ham, Renzi. I wanted to come out with
Raptor
chili
hats
here.
And stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to come out as heel. We need Dave Sharapan to turn heel and come out with Philly gear and just get you going. And you really cut his mind.
Nice Dave's not helping us. So, yeah, maybe you're right. We need mean Dave. I don't mind. I can take it. Dave. You're right. Be the heel, Dave. You're right. Put the damn gear on. Let's go.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. Dave's not helping. Yeah, put on the Philly gear, Dave. Let's go. Bring it.
Let's go.
Yeah, oh, my God. This is like when Hulk Hogan turned to Hollywood. I mean, you guys are throwing drinks from the balcony. I mean, this is getting out of control here. Oh, my God. I don't even know what the chat's saying at this point. They must be losing their minds over there.
All right, so I was going to say, though, they could both go over, Coach. Back to business. They could both go over. Kyrie and KD.
Yep.
And if they don't, they're in a lot of trouble. Dude, it's only a combined 58 points between the two of them. Like, seriously, like, I expect, well, this is what I expect tonight. I expect KD to drop 36.
I think 34. That's my number.
Right? So, anyway, 34. So he's 30 and a half. And Kyrie had 39 the other night.
Yeah.
I think he probably does it again, to be honest. Like, I don't think Kyrie's going to stop. Like, no. 29? Like, I think. No, like, 39, 40, 38, ooh, whatever. 40.
That's a lot of both. Points.
What, is there a problem? Let's see. Is there a boost here? Let's find this. This is what I'd like to see. Yeah, Kyrie and KD both to score 30 points plus. What's that pay together?
Is there a prop for that?
Here we go. So. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Jason Tatum each to score 25 plus points. Plus 170, which tells me they think it's so happening for sure.
Oh, I think it's happening. Listen, here we go. I've been working on this. This is what Coach got concocted. Ready?
All right.
Al Horford, 8-plus rebounds. Tatum, 25-plus. Kyrie 6-plus assists. Kyrie, 25-plus points. KD, 30-plus points. Plus 500.
Oh, there we go. Big one. Big ticket.
I'm going to keep it simpler.
I ain't Kevin Garnett either.
I'm not. What? You know you're not Kevin Garnett. You got to deal with Adidas.
I'm better looking.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. All right, let's get to our early best bets right now. Give me Kyrie Irving over 27.5 points. Give me Kevin Durant over 30.5 points. Give me the Brooklyn Nets plus 1 in the first quarter of play. and give me Al Horford over 10.5 rebounds. Over 10.5 rebounds. And I like the under in the Yankee game, but it already started. It's kind of frustrating, yeah. And the total's already down to 5.5 right now. But what do you got for us, Cam?
Yeah, good point, Moretz. We've got to start thinking about these 641 starts. They're doing it all over the board now. I'll tell you, I love your Horford pick. I'm going to ride Kevin Durant over. Small play on the Nets in the first. I'm going to wait for the live line like Bovee, too. Maybe we can find a nice middle in this game. Baseball tonight, I got two plays for you. The Toronto Blue Jays, they lost to Boston yesterday. I say beware of that game. It was very tight, minus 118 on FanDuel. And give me a shot with the San Francisco Giants with Rondon. I know the Mets are hot, but two very, very small favorites there in baseball, Morenci. Let's get it done.
And I'm playing a 10-point teaser. Brooklyn Nets plus 13.5. Toronto Raptors plus 12. Milwaukee Love Bucks it. And Bulls, pick 'em.
Love it! Oh, yeah, that almost sounds like I want to go to the bank. It's almost very close to being a lock.
Brooklyn Nets plus 13.5. Yes, even coach. Yes, coach's yes. Like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nets plus 13.5. Raptors plus 12. Bucks, pick 'em. Win the game.
Yeah. Like, if a guy had a gun to my head and said, you have to win this, I think I'd be sweating. Like, I think it has a great chance. Like, a very, like, I like that a lot. Very
I like sweet. That.
Coach, like what do you got for us?
I'm going to go with double-double for Al Horford. I'm going to go with Kyrie over 6.5 assists. Andre Drummond over 8.5 rebounds. And give me over 226.5. Either team gets blown out, there's going to be a ton of points one way, or it's close, tons of points. Game probably plays into the 240s.
All right, hang in here, Coach. We'll get back to you on the other side. And we'll see if it's windy in Vegas or not today. If Dave Sharapan is able to join us, maybe the wind is blowing them all the way out to like Lake Tahoe.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.